Joyce and Doreen, thanks so much for coming back to KWGS.
Oh, it's so
thank
nice
you
to
so
come
much
back.
For having us.
Like it's, old times, except everything is so totally different.
Well, I was going to say, in some ways, the microphones are the same, but
even the mics are different.
But in some ways it's the same, but in many ways it's a lot different. Can you take me back to how you came to work at KWGS? Now, who started, which of the two of you started at KWGS?
Doreen's 2 years older than I am. She was here in 1945.
45. Now, this is before the station was even licensed. It was an experimental broadcast at the end of World War II, right?
Right.
Right. And W.G. Skelly donated it. And so it took the name of KWGS. It was very exciting because my position was a librarian. And so I had to catalog all of the records. There were huge recordings that had a whole half hour on it and a program of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so I cataloged all of those and got them out as needed.
Now, I was going to say, those weren't records the way they would be maybe 5 or 10 years later, because this was before the AFM band, or right at the AFM band. And so these would be programs that were put on like big 16-inch acetate.
Right. And so I handled all of those. I was a singer. I've been a singer since I was in high school, and I had an excellent teacher. At one point, I had a program of my own, a 30-minute program, and there was a young man, I have no idea what his name was. now, I can't even recall.
But he was
anything
your piano
about him, but he came and played the piano, and I sang.
Now, Joyce, you came a couple of years later.
In
and
1947,
you
was a freshman.
Uh-huh, and you started working at the station?
And I didn't actually work at the station, but I sang in the radio choir. We both did.
Hestwood.
Arthur Hestwood.
Mm-hmm. Hestie, as he was called, and his wife, Eleanor, I think, Hestwood, was the pianist. It was a smallish choral group, maybe about no more than 20 people.
That's about it. Uh-huh.
And it was a real coup to get to be in it.
Yeah, and if I remember right, it was Hestwood came from Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
That's right.
Yes,
that's yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And so we were very
he was
much
quite a prestigious person.
Now, what do you remember about the radio station in those days? Because in many ways, it was like early television in which, you know, you'd have a 15-minute or 30-minute program, and then it would be something completely different in the next half hour.
Well, and then records to fill in.
And the people that started were Ben Henneke and Rod Jones.
They were both faculty members here at the university. And Ben Henneke would later become the president of the university.
Yes, that's right.
But at that point, I think he's actually the one that went to William G. Skelly, and they came
said,
up with that together.
Would you like to contribute something?
Yes, I expect so, because that was his forte, was going to people and talking about some need the university had.
And actually, he was actually working for KVOO during the war as a censor.
That's right. True. I'd forgotten that.
Uh-huh. And so he was working at KVOO. He would take all the newscasts and look it over for what could be said on the air and not. And so I assume he's working with William G. Skelly.
Yes, I think so. And Ben's wife, Ellen Henneke, was very much present. One of my classmates was our dear friend, Ed Dumit. Mm-hmm. And Ed and I were close friends. I was devastated 4 years ago when he died. And I'm so glad when I hear his voice on KWGS. Long may it wave.
Yeah, and of course he was affiliated with the station for over 50 years.
He was, yes.
Yes.
And he was a remarkable person who, and you know, he used to do the announcing when TU's graduations were on. And all the people, I mean, foreign students with what we consider unpronounceable names and everything, he worked away and studied and worked day and night and got every name correct. He was very conscientious about that.
He was a meticulous man, and I think that was just one aspect of
yes.
it. Yes, exactly.
He was a delight. He and I both had grammar and punctuation and correct speaking as our sort of the thing we were interested in. And so we always, I mean, right up till the time he died, we would call each other from time to time and say, oh, did you notice so-and-so? And, just as in some communication, maybe something, Megan, I got from you or something, you said off of, and Ed and I would have said, no, leave off the word of, it's off. And so there you are.
So you're grammar police.
I even have a T-shirt that says, I am silently correcting your grammar. I love it. A friend gave it to me.
Well, take me back to the days when you're both singing in the modern choir. What was like the radio, how would a radio appearance be like? What do you remember of those appearances?
Oh, dear. It was just really what a choir is. Work, 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 getting the music right, and stand up and sing.
Mm-hmm. Was it a once-a-week thing or every day?
Oh, that we met, yes, but mm-hmm. performed.
Rehearsed every day. Mm-hmm. We sat on risers.
Yeah.
So we were always at the ready for what we would do during a concert.
And that was in Kendall Hall, mm-hmm. which...
The old
Kendall Hall.
The basement.
In the basement of Kendall Hall.
And that's where the station was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Doreen Wood, take me back to your program. What do you remember about doing your own program?
Oh, I had been singing professionally for since I was in high school. And we had a wonderful teacher, and so I had a lot of opportunities. Had the chance then to put on a program once a week.
Uh-huh.
And they got a young man, to be the accompanist. I cannot remember his name. Or
I can't recall
anything
either.
About him.
Yeah, but you had to put together 15, was it 15 minutes? Or
yes, yeah, I had the week to get it ready.
Were you singing pop songs of the day, or would it be opera?
All classical.
All classical.
And it was what are called art songs.
Okay, so lieder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't opera. I occasionally did an opera aria, but mostly they were these art songs that, mm-hmm.
like Schubert and Schumann and the like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that must have been a lot of fun to do.
It was fun. I love singing. I don't sing much anymore. The equipment is no longer as frisky as it once was. I'm 90 years old. My singing days are probably behind me.
Now, what do you remember of the program itself? Because if I remember right, in those days, all radio was like this, but KWGS was no exception, that a woman could have a show, but she couldn't be an announcer.
I don't remember that.
Really? Okay. Well, I remember from other early pioneers that said that that a woman couldn't be the announcer.
I have the feeling that that's what it was when
entirely
we were there.
Possible.
Uh-huh, because it was just taken for granted. You know, some of the sex differentiations.
The mores.
We just took for granted. I remember, although my degree is in English, I took 20 hours of typing in shorthand. Why? Because the only jobs girls could get were as a secretary, because Tulsa was the oil capital of the world and lots of oil jobs, as a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. That was it. That was all a girl could do. And people knew that. Nobody even had gumption to complain about it. They just, you know, it was a whole other world.
What do you remember most about your time at KWGS or around KWGS? What do you remember most fondly?
It was exciting. We had a lot of freedom, and we worked at night a lot of times. So we were there when other people had gone home. And it really was challenging.
It was. It was a different kind of thing. I remember, I can just see that room in the basement area. Where we worked, and there was, you're right, there was a sort of freedom that we were kind of doing our own thing, and the rest of the university buzzed along and did its own thing, but we were, you know, part of the radio choir and the KWGS, and we knew it was brand new, and just starting up, but that was okay.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned you remember it at night, because that is absolutely correct, because as I remember from the history, KWGS actually signed on in the late afternoon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It was only on, because this was FM radio. Nobody had FM radios.
That's right.
And so it was signing on in the afternoon so that the department stores could play this FM radio.
Yes.
I've always heard this story that Otasco was the one that was selling FM radios.
And, yes.
And so the hours of the radio station was the same hours as Otasco.
Right. Get practical.
So it did take place in the evenings.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, everything did.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of our late-at-night mentality that we have now.
Well, I can tell you, KWGS has always beat to a different drummer from the rest
yes,
of the university
it, yes,
for
it
most
has.
Of its history.
Yes, that's very true.
Well, I know that you continue to listen to the station now. I mean, it's changed so much from when it was mm-hmm. a student laboratory and what it was providing in the early years of the station. Why do you listen today? Is there something in particular that you listen for?
It's something we enjoy. I mean, we know that there will be things on that we'll enjoy hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's true. The things that are on that stimulate one's thinking and mm-hmm. opinion and that sort of thing, and the music and all of that, and of course the classical station, KWTU, which is that actually a part of KWTS?
Yes,
I was going to say
they're both part of
I'm
the same
thinking.
Thing. Uh-huh.
And so I have that on in my car, in my upstairs radio as well, because I really like classical music and I like all kinds of music actually. And
it sounds like you're still learning today though when you're listening to the radio.
Oh, yes. And that back to the listening to the radio, I do keep KWGS on because it's a station that I prefer. Mm-hmm. I really prefer it. I mean, if I'm someplace else and some other radio thing is on, okay, it may be ho-hum all right for 5 minutes, but I like the content and the quality of KWGS.
Now, you both are supporters of the station for, I guess, a long time.
Yes.
Why is supporting the station important to you?
To keep it on the air.
Oh, yes.
To keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Because it is not everybody's dish of tea, obviously. And so it's really important for those of us who do value it to do everything to keep it going.
The small amount that we are able to contribute is a pittance, I know, compared to what KWGS or any station needs. But I feel a mandatory thing about making some contribution because we care about it. And over the years, whether it was back when Rod and Ben and all of us, and Hesty, and we were doing our thing then, and the station was just struggling along and starting, or now where it's fantastic, I hope that we can continue supporting it.
Well,
yes.
Well, we appreciate that. And it was so much fun thinking back to the early days of the station.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been something else where, you know, because radio has utterly changed.
Oh, it has.
You know, because then it was really the main entertainment vehicle.
Yes.
I mean, it was your television, it was your cable, it was your on-demand.
Yes, when you
it
think,
was everything.
It's hard to realize no television at all. And people, I mean, kids nowadays, of course, cannot even comprehend that.
Well, I'm so happy that you're still involved with KWGS and Public Radio Tulsa.
Oh,
so it was such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great pleasure being here.
Yes.